This is EMG report on patient Stephen Klein, CLINE, patient sees the board is 8/13/1948, date of visit 1/23/2013. Clinical information, he's a 64 years old, left hand dominant Caucasian man who has had left thigh numbness for the last couple of months, but he has not had any accompanying pain. He has not had any low back pain or any good symptoms of lower extremities. He has not had any weakness of lower extremities. He has not had any follow-up bladder dysfunction. However, has noticed that it's difficult for him to walk or run at times. The patient has a history of CVT and hypertension. He has no history of diabetes mellitus. He works in a warehouse. He has been on Tricor and Zocor for quite some time. Next paragraph, examination, weight 190 pounds, height 73.5 inches. He had bone and muscle tone both and strength in both lower extremities. Musculoskeletal reflexes were quite hyperactive, +3 to +4 at both knees and +3 at both ankles. Sensation was moderately reduced at ankles to vibratory sense. The other primary modalities were might be decreased distally as well. Crit, he did not have any definite sensory level or dermatomal type sensory loss. Crit, he did not have any significant lumbar spine tenderness. It's really that this was negative. He was noted to have multiple psoriatic lesions throughout his body. He was most prominently noted to extremities. But next paragraph. Chronium tibial, not actually study, chronium tibial explorers are tested in each lower extremity. Chronium surgeons responses are normal. Chronium motor response did not be obtained on the right side distribution of extensive digital brevis. First, however, right corneal motor response was elicited. It's recording over tibialis anterior. Third, left MPs were normal, the amplitudes were markedly diminished with normal conduction velocity. Third, left tibial motor response was obtained with recording over extensive digital brevis, which demonstrated fairly significant prolonged latencies and markedly reduced amplitudes, but relatively normal conduction velocities. But tibial motor latencies were also prolonged, especially at the popliteal fossa bilaterally, with relatively normal amplitudes. But tibial motor conduction velocities 36 meters per second on the left side and 30 meters per second on the right side. But lateral femoral cutaneous nerve is not tested. Third, next paragraph. Electromyographic study. Iliosaur, quadriceps, tibialis anterior, gastrocnemius, and biceps femoris muscles were tested on the left lower extremity along the periosteal lumbar muscles as mentioned in detail separately. Motor morphology, recruitment and interference factor were normal. Normal spontaneous activity was abnormal. Intellectual activity was normal. But exudation of peristaltic and lumbar muscles did not show any denervation changes. But Next paragraph. Impression, this study did not show any evidence for local security club interest. There was evidence for significant exotic side peripheral neuropathy. He, however, has not had classical symptoms of polyneuropathy. Third, his symptoms are suggestive of neuralgia periphetica. However, he did not have any objective sensory loss in lateral femoral cutaneous nerve distribution. Lateral femoral cutaneous nerve distribution. And it was not tested on this literary diagnostic study. First, he was noted to have fairly brisk reflexes in both lower extremities, but he did not have any other myelopathic features. Third, next paragraph recommendations. The patient should have full neuropathy workup, including 2-hour glucose tolerance test. B12, B6, thyroid profile, folate, separate ANA, rheumatoid factor, and protein lipolysis. First, it should be noted that medications such as Zocor and Tricor can be associated with peripheral neuropathy and myopathy. First, supplementation with CoQ, coenzyme Q10 may be helpful in patients taking statin medications to prevent progression of myopathy or neuropathy. Third, he does not seem to have any definite spinal system suggestive of spinal stenosis or significant lumbar radiculopathy. Third, he will return to this office as needed. Thank you very much for the thorough third and the report.